The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
In his speech to Congress, President Obama laid out a plan to get Americans back to work and called it, not surprisingly, the American Jobs Act. He also told lawmakers they have no excuse not to pass his $447 billion jobs bill now.
There should be nothing controversial about this piece of legislation. Everything in here is the kind of proposal that's been supported by both Democrats and Republicans, including many who sit here tonight. And everything in this bill will be paid for. Everything.
We want to get your reaction to the speech, and you can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or head over to our website. But we're joined now by Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, who was actually there in the chamber for the speech last night. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
And Kathleen Hall Jamieson, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning.
Kathleen, let me start with you. You just heard President Obama. I imagine we're going to hear that particular comment quite a bit, saying that everything in here has been supported by both Democrats and Republicans. Is that true?
It's a central line of argument in the speech, and he goes to great lengths to tell you the evidence that supports it. The number of Republicans who supported one provision, for example. This was sponsored by this Republican from this state, doesn't name him but mentions the state, and by a Democrat from another state. And so the specifics give credibility to the argument that essentially this can't be big, overreaching, radical government because some Republicans have supported it as well. It sets up an attack line. If those Republicans don't stay with proposals they supported in the past, they can be accused of hypocrisy and playing politics when they run for re-election.
That's Kathleen Hall Jamieson. And let me go to you now, Todd Zwillick, because, you know, obviously we can't go into detail about everything that's in this bill, and you can get more details at our website, thetakeaway.org. But a lot is tax cuts. There's tax cuts for small businesses, tax credits for hiring veterans and people who've been unemployed long-term, payroll tax cuts, mortgage refinancing, modernizing public schools, infrastructure improvements, tons and tons of tax cuts. And here's a response that you got from Representative Peter DeFazio of Oregon.
More than half of this is based in tax cuts. Tax cuts don't work. If you're not employed, you don't get a tax cut. And the tax cuts under this bill are not going to put people back to work. They haven't done it this year. They didn't do it for the last 10 years. We need real investment.
So is it possible he's going to lose the Democrats on this bill and not the Republicans?
It's possible he's going to get plenty of criticism from the left, from the likes of Peter DeFazio. Frankly, that's why I asked him. And why did I ask Peter DeFazio? He's a big transportation guy. This bill has $50 billion for transportation. People like Pete DeFazio like that, infrastructure investments, roads, bridges, highways, things like that. But DeFazio says, right, this is half tax cuts. Even the big stimulus that everybody maligns, $787 billion worth, had less than 10% of it that actually went for infrastructure. He's upset at the president for now coming back and talking about infrastructure again when he never thought people were serious about it in the first place. There is a core group of liberal Democrats, there's a lot of them in the House especially, who think the president is kowtowing too much to Republicans because, right, more than half of this package is tax cuts, but it shows you how important it is not only to put Republicans on the mark for not supporting things they've supported in the past, but himself to go to the middle. America, this is a moderate proposal. It's not all big spending. Look at all the tax cuts in here. I'm a Democrat, and I'm giving you a moderate proposal that's a nice blend of spending and tax cuts. That's how he wants this to be perceived from the presidential middle. It is an election year.
Well, one thing that most people have noticed, that's Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, but Kathleen Hall Jamieson with the Annenberg Public Policy Center, you know, one thing and most people have commented on is the difference in tone from the president. Take a listen here.
In fact, this larger notion that the only thing we can do to restore prosperity is just dismantle government, refund everybody's money, and let everyone write their own rules and tell everyone they're on their own, that's not who we are.
So, Kathleen, many people on the left have been asking the president to be more aggressive. Did he succeed?
Well, first, that's a very important line of argument in the speech because he's defending government, and he's defending government in ways that are tangible to individuals. Do you want your kids to be poisoned by mercury? Do you want to be exploited by health insurance providers? Yeah, what would we do without roads, with schools, et cetera? So that appeal is going to be effective with the left. But the tone is urgent. He uses the word urgent repeatedly in his speech. The speech is constructed with direct, plain language, simple sentences, action verbs, and accelerated delivery. In the process, this president who campaigned on the fierce urgency of now has just given the first speech of his presidency that actually conveyed a sense of urgency about something the public cares about. The word jobs, job, bill, throughout this entire speech is linked to action verbs and a repeated appeal to pass it now, pass it right now.
So, Todd, how do you think that plays not just with the American people, but more importantly with the Congress that he was speaking to? Are they going to pass it?
Not just action verbs and urgency of now, but threats. I will take this directly to the American people and watch me. The president is in Virginia this morning. He travels throughout next week selling this plan directly, not waiting to find out if Congress is on board or not. So combined with lots and lots of action and stern words and also some threats, I'm going directly to the people. And by the way, we've poll tested all of these proposals and they're going to back the White House on this, members of Congress. So will they pass it? I have to tell you that Infrastructure Bank, $50 billion in infrastructure spending, gets almost no interest among Republicans, even among Republicans who have supported it in the past. I watched that chamber when the president proposed infrastructure spending, not a single pair of Republican hands clapping for that one. And even the applause from Democrats was tepid because they know that Republicans have no interest in it. However, payroll taxes, unemployment insurance reforms, similar to a program in Georgia, do get some support from Republicans. And even though a lot of rank and file Republicans last night were going around saying, more of the same, another fancy speech from the president, leadership was saying something different. Majority Leader Eric Cantor, the whip, Kevin McCarthy, both said there were things in here that they could peel off and support. And if the president doesn't try to force them to swallow the bill whole, they think there are parts of it they can accept. So that may be where the debate goes from here. Which parts of it will Republicans support? How much of it can the president make them stick to?
And everybody stood on that line where he said the American people aren't going to wait 14 months for nothing.
Yeah.
Everybody stood on that.
Last question for you, Kathleen Hall Jamieson. Is this the Barack Obama that everyone, that so many people fell in love with when he was campaigning before he took the Oval Office?
This is a speech by a Barack Obama who has laid out the lines of argument on which he will campaign in 2012 and which Democrats potentially can win in 2012 if he delivers the jobs.
Kathleen Hall Jamieson, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania, and our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, thanks so much. We're still looking for your reaction to the speech last night. A listener in South Carolina says, I didn't watch it. I'm not paying attention to presidential pandering on a subject he has no control over. Give us your response, 877-8-MY-TAKE.